This is a May Luna Media production. You're listening to Love, Light, and Black Holes. I'm your host, Morgan Garza, here to remind you of your disco ball soul so you can dance with your darkness. If you're sick of love and light spirituality like I was, you're in the right place. We keep it real, go deep, and give voice to your shadow so your light shines even brighter. Enter the void. Welcome back for another episode of exploration and fun and the liminal space of the in-between of this human existence. And if you're just joining us, I'm so happy you're here. Welcome here. This is Love, Light, and Black Holes. We're going to dive into the signs of the universe. But first, I have a little story for you. I shit you not. When I was thinking about recording this episode, I was debating between this one and another one on manifestation, where I want to blow the lid on how so much of this spiritual jargon is bullshit and blah, 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 on and on and on. My controversial take on everything, because I usually like to stir the pot like this. But I was thinking, should I do the manifestation episode or should I do the signs from the universe? And I walked into the kitchen and it was 3:33 on the oven and the microwave, which they're usually off because, like, who knows how time works between ovens and microwaves, but they're usually like a couple minutes off from each other. They were both on 3:33 and I was like, all right, universe, I just laughed. Like, there's nothing I can do but laugh right now, because the universe has jokes, and when you pay attention, that shit is everywhere. So that is the magic that we're getting into today. But first, before we dive in, a little love ask from me to you. If you're vibing with this podcast, take a second to follow or subscribe and drop a review down below. It helps so much. This is a new podcast, this is a new adventure, and I would love for this to be as magnetic as possible. And for it to be magnetic, it needs your help. I know that I'm in some weird limbo of Apple reviews right now where they're withholding some and they haven't let them all release. So thank you for those of you who have let me know that you have submitted a review. Please do so that other people can find us and we can spread this wild web of curious souls all together. And if you know someone in your life who would love this podcast too, please share with them. It helps this show ripple out to all of the people who need this medicine and this message the most. Thank you so much. Let's get into it. Okay, so like I said, the universe literally gave me a sign when I was thinking about signs from the universe as a podcast. And wherever you are on your spiritual journey, you're going to have ebbs and flows with signs from the universe, because you're going to be in different states of awakened and overwhelmed and processing and moving through stuff and bringing yourself into the reality of this world, which sometimes takes you out of the magic of it. That's just how things roll. But when I saw 3:33 on the microwave, on the oven, I knew this message needs to be out in the world more, because we always have access to signs from the universe, whether they come in numbers, in songs, in people, in a feather, in seeing a color, in seeing a specific thing that you and someone, a loved one on the other side or whoever, have in common and have this agreed upon, this is our sign for each other. They are everywhere. The spirit world, the universe, your higher self, your angels, ancestors, loved ones, guides, they're always speaking to you. They are always here with a message, a sign, an encouragement, something to say, hey, keep going. I know this is tough. Or yes, you are on the right path. This is so exciting. Let's amplify this. And helps you remember that you're not alone and that you don't have to go through this alone and that you don't have to be in this, well, it's me against the world mentality, because you're not. And you are always supported, divinely supported. It's like a little wink, a little nudge, a little yes from the universe, and a little pick-me-up when you are in those deep, dark places, which we don't shy away from here on Love, Light, and Black Holes, as you know. But this is such a beautiful thing to tap into, because you realize that it truly is everywhere, and you don't need to beg the universe for a sign. It's been talking, you just haven't been listening. This work is learning how to listen. So today you're going to learn a few tips and tricks on how to pay attention to the signs that are already there, how to specifically ask for what you really want to see, and how to tune into the subtleties to the nuances, to the things that the human mind in our rush, 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 go, go, go society typically misses. But this is something that is always available to you. And so it's something that you can truly always tap into when you're in the right mind space. As humans, we crave signs. We crave patterns. We look for things in everything that we do, connections and making meaning of things. Humans are meant to be meaning-making machines. We want reassurance that we're not lost. We want to know that on this path that I'm walking, I have this landmark, I go right at this tree. This is ancient. We have known to make sense of our environment, to look for patterns, and to make anchors in our world that help remind us that we're on the right path. And as we've evolved into modern cities, away from hunting, gathering, living in caves, traveling the land, we are now being attuned to the signs that technology can bring us, that signs on a billboard can bring us, that music playing on the radio can bring us. And these signs are validation that our choices and desires and direction matter, that not only are we on the right path, but like I said, that we're not alone, because this human experience can be pretty rough. Let's be real. We are going through so much in the world right now, so much collectively, and we as humans are not meant to have our nervous systems inundated with this type of atrocity access like this. We have never been available. We have never been tapped into this kind of news cycle. When we were living in tribes and clans and smaller communities, we knew what the neighboring communities were doing. We, of course, knew what was going on in our community, but we certainly did not know what was going on half a world away and being able to see it on our phones in real time. Our nervous systems are not meant to be able to withstand this news cycle. And so when we have that in front of us all day in our pockets, scrolling from one thing to the next, seeing 3 to 5 seconds of atrocity after atrocity, your nervous system becomes so bogged down, so heavy, so disconnected from magic that you begin to believe that magic isn't really everywhere, that it is just something for certain people or in certain times of your life. Maybe you've experienced it before, maybe you've never experienced it. And you're starting to believe that this just isn't for me. And those people that talk about it all the time are way too woo-woo, way too far out there. I mean, if you're listening to this podcast, you are definitely woo-woo. But this is the reminder that, yes, the world is a fucked up, scary place. No, we are not meant to see all of this happening all at the same time on our phones, second after second. We are meant to be immersed in the present, immersed in nature, immersed in the wild and sometimes chaotic process of being a human, but we are never meant to be disconnected from our magic to the point that we believe that magic doesn't exist, and to the point that we think that things are just coincidences, because there are no coincidences, there's synchronicities, and to the point that we think that we're alone, that no one's got our back, that our guides have left us, or maybe we don't even have them, that our ancestors just die and go nowhere and we have no communication with them, and that the universe at large doesn't give a shit about us. And in a sense, the universe doesn't give a shit about you. This is something that I wanted to talk about in that manifestation episode that I'm going to talk about next week. The universe doesn't single you out. You are not like the golden child of the universe where the universe is like, this one, bless them with this specific thing. You get what you give. You get where you're at. You get what you're mirroring. The universe is a mirror back to you. It's not going to reward the good and punish the bad. Terrible people get great shit all the time. And we've talked about this before. Great people get terrible shit all the time. This is just the way the cookie crumbles, but there is an energy, there is a frequency, there is a mindset, there is a lifestyle that you can move into where you have expectations, where you expect to see signs from the universe, where you're so open, you're so connected, and you're so deeply rooted in yourself, in your truth, in your authenticity, and in the present, where you realize that there are signs everywhere, all the time. It's just up to you to see them. And we have blinders on. We have tunnel vision. We have schedules and people we need to be and people we need to see and things that need to get done and humans that we are taking care of and responsible for and so on, so much, on and on, that we begin to forget that we have so much literally right in front of us and that we are what we've been waiting for. And the universe is just like, all right, let's fucking go. You're paying attention now. The floodgates are open. And psychologically, this is pattern seeking. It's kept us alive. Like I was talking about before, we notice the animals that are running. We are looking at water levels. We're noticing nature and seeing that things are happening right in front of us all the time. We're making sense of these patterns that are moving us through the world that is around us. And being able to recognize these patterns helps you recognize them more. It's like a muscle. You start training your brain to look for things, and then you see them and you receive them, and you don't write them off as coincidence. You write them off as synchronicity. You accept them for what they are, and then they happen more. The psychology of pattern seeking kept us alive when we were ancient, but now the spirituality of pattern seeking keeps us aligned. This is when we really begin to realize that we are in co-creation. We are not just this singular person living in a bubble, detached and disconnected from everything around us. We are truly one with everything. We are a drop in the giant ocean. We are a star in the universe. We are connected to everything. And Jung said it best, synchronicity is an ever-present reality for those who have eyes to see. Think about that for a second. We're all born with this. No one's special. For those who have eyes to see, synchronicity is an ever-present reality. This has happened to me so many times. It's hard for me to even think of stories to tell you, but I can tell you generally. When I first left my company that I started, it was the end of 2019, the beginning of 2020, pre-pandemic. And I was like, if I'm not with this company that really like catapulted my career in the spiritual industry, then what am I? And I had an identity crumble, a breakdown of who I thought I was and who I wanted to be. And the number that I would see the most was 1001. So the numbers of the zeros were in the middle and the numbers of the ones were on the outside. And at first I was like, what does this mean? Like, I am seeing this like multiple times a day. Like, universe, tell me what it means. And what I began to realize is that the ones are like the goalpost and the zero is the infinity, the fool's card. In tarot, zero is the fool. It's the beginning of the journey where you are moving forward with reckless abandon and excitement and a childhood wonder and just this potential where you're realizing that everything is possible. And I could have Googled it. I could have looked to see what the internet says about seeing 1001, but that really defeats the point. That takes you so far out of the magic that you are using someone else's interpretation who you've never met, who doesn't know you, who doesn't know the situation, who doesn't know the nuances and the layers and the different facets of your disco ball soul and what your current reality is and what you're moving through. How can you possibly take something from a book or the internet that is meant to just be like, this is what this number means, this is what I've decided this number means as the author of this book or blog post or whatever it may be, and this is now my interpretation for you. I'm sure there are plenty of amazing books out there that break down all of the angel numbers and what exactly they mean. I'm not going to give you any interpretation today. I don't know what it means when you see 1111. I have no fucking clue what it means when you see 333. I know what it means when I see it, but that's my experience, and I'm not going to project that onto you and tell you that I know what it means for you. So I empower you to think for yourself, to feel for yourself, and to think about what was I thinking about when I saw this, or when I heard this sign, or when I, whatever, the feather landed in my path. Like, what was I thinking about? What was I asking for? What am I moving through? What guidance or support or encouragement or affirmation do I need? Am I looking for a yes or a no answer? Am I looking for a keep going or maybe stop and pause? Am I looking for everything is fucking possible, or this is literal end times and you need to close this shit out? That is up for you to decide and to realize. That is not up for anyone else to tell you the truth of your own truth. Another time that I've seen signs is, I mean, since my dad died, it's been insane. But one really specific time, my mom needed to buy a car by the end of the year. My dad died on December 26th, the day after Christmas. My mom needed to buy a car by December 31st. She was retiring and she only had one more month's pay to show the car dealership that she was able to take this on. And so right after my dad died, we are schlepping around town looking for a car. We're going from dealership to dealership. It's my mom, my sister, and I. And my mom moves fast. My dad is someone who would take 6 months to research a blender. And my mom is like, make a decision, do it now. It's done. It's over with. Let's buck and go. So they had very different ways of being and making decisions in the world. So my sister and I are just riding around with my mom, going from dealership to dealership, seeing different cars, looking online, making appointments to go see them at the next dealership. We are on it. And finally, we end at a dealership, a Lexus dealership, and it's the perfect car. We saw it online. Everything is right. The interior, the mileage, the color, just the perfect car. And we all had a really good feeling about it, but we were also really tired. At this point, we'd been to like 3 or 4 dealerships. We had dinner plans that night to see friends who were helping support us through my dad's death. And we were like, it's got to be this, or we don't really have that much time. So not only was there pressure on this to be the perfect car, but there was a serious like time frame situation happening here. So it looked great online. We get to the dealership. We asked to take it for a test drive. The guy's like, sure, whatever. I'll go grab the keys. It's open. You can get in. I get in. I look at my phone to make sure, like I pull my phone out to make sure that this is the same car that we saw online. And it's 333. And this has been my number with my dad since he died. And before, when he was still in that liminal space of dying and moving towards crossing over, 333 was coming up a lot, and I knew it was him because I just knew. I trusted my intuition on that, and I believed in it, and I anchored into 333 being my dad. And we're sitting in the car. I just start laughing. I show my mom the phone, and I'm like, this is it. This is the one. Like, he agrees. He is here. He is helping us. He would have loved shopping for a car for my mom. She talked about it for the past couple years of his life, but it was just nothing that they could do given his state. So we knew that he would have loved to be there. We knew that he would be like so in on the car buying experience. The second my butt hit the seat, it's 333. Just divine. And as my mom was going through the paperwork, it was Christmas. So, or like, you know, Christmas time. Point being, it's dead of winter. We're past the solstice. It's dark at like 5 maybe. And so we're going through the paperwork. We have to be at our friend's house to have dinner at like, I want to say 5:30 or 6 or something. So the sun is setting early. The sunset was the most insane thing I have seen in Arizona. It was brilliant and red and orange and gold and yellow and the whole sky. I mean, Arizona is known for its sunsets, but this was epic. And I just laughed again. And I was like, yes, Daddy. Yes, we got the car. I know you're celebrating. I know you're so happy that this is happening. Sorry, I'm crying a little bit just even thinking about this. And we weren't the only ones who saw that sunset and thought of my dad. My mom's best friend texted a photo of the sunset and said, did you see this? This was Larry. So wild. Point being, this is everywhere. your heart has to be open to see it and to not just write it off as another coincidence, because there literally are no coincidences. These are signs. These are portals. These are doorways. These are communications. It's like you have this old switchboard and you're plugging into it, into all of these different lines and homes and options and opportunities. The universe is always here to support you. And when you look for these signs, they show up. And this is the coolest part about it, because it's literally science. The science of synchronicity grounds all this woo-woo with physics. The pattern-making brain, where ancestors scanned for danger, you scan for angel numbers. It's the same wiring. You're just using it for a different purpose. We're no longer spending the majority of our time gathering and hunting for food. With that time, yes, of course, we're working, we're having all the responsibilities, but we also have the gift of looking around us. Your nervous system doesn't know the difference between a line in the grass or 1111 on your phone. Open up to see it. Sharpen your vision, sharpen your senses, sharpen your intuition. And this goes right into the Bader-Meinhof synchronicity. This phenomenon is talked about so much. It's like the green car effect. So the Bader-Meinhof synchronicity or phenomenon is when you think of something or you realize that there's something out there. Like, let's say you want to buy a Lexus or a Mazda or a Porsche. You start seeing them everywhere and you're like, wow, I didn't realize that so many people had this car. When you think about a green car, you see a green car, you put out the intention of show me how many green cars there are in the world. You start seeing them literally everywhere, to the point where you're like, is someone punking me? Like, who is hiding behind that cosmic curtain back there and putting all of these green cars in my path? Like, no one. They're always there. It's just your perception is now more open to receiving their existence in your world. They don't start appearing. You just finally start noticing them. So what else are you not seeing? What else are you missing? What else is out there that is passing by just because you don't have your eye attuned to it? And the reticular activating system in your brain, this is the brain's filter that highlights what matters. So you can ask it and it'll show you. This is how you control your reality. And I'm not talking about like mind control and, you know, creepy hypnotic things. This is like literal brain science that you can alter and rewire and control the way that your brain works and the things that you see and the way that it exists and experiences the whole universe around you. This is so fucking cool. This is like the craziest thing that starts happening when you start tapping into it and tuning into it. And on a quantum physics level, what you observe literally comes into existence. Attention is alchemy, and where you look, reality organizes it. Like, science and quantum physics says all the time, we are all experiencing different realities. We could watch the same movie, be sitting right next to each other in the same row, watching the same movie in the theater, and walk out with two completely different realities, two completely different experiences of the same movie in the same place. We are all so different. We are all experiencing through the filters and through the lenses of our own history, what we have learned, what we desire, what we want to see, what we don't want to see, we can block out. What we do want to see, we can create a pathway to see more of it. So signs, are they just brain tricks? No. Your brain is the universe's trick. This is a direct connection for the universe to get your attention, for you to put out what you want to see. You are the bridge, the channel between worlds, between here, the physical, the 3D, and between out there, the metaphysical, the infinite. You are in this liminal space where you're not only 3D and you're not only spirit and light and metaphysical. You are both. You are in this beautiful channel between the two, where you can work with and interact with both and bring them into your own lens, into your own reality, into your own realization that this is happening all around you. So what are the signs that you can look for? Of course, you have numbers 1111, 222, 333. For me, it was 1001. Another number that I see very frequently is 956, which is the area code of where I grew up in Texas. And that came up a lot when my grandpa was dying, when my grandma was dying, when my dad got sick, and I started seeing it a lot more. And then when he was about to die, I was seeing it multiple times a day. And it was I realized, like, yes, of course, it's the area code of my home, of where I grew up, but it's also my family. It's my whole family as a unit that when I see this number, it means there's something going on with my family. Now that my dad and most of his family, unfortunately, died within 2 years of each other, now when I see it, it just brings me joy. And it's no longer a warning sign. When I would see it before, like before my grandma died, I saw it like 3 or 4 times a day. And then she died and it stopped for a while. It's like the universe trying to be like, something's going on with your family. Something's up. But now when I see it, it's just like a hey for my dad. Like a what's up? I'm here. How you doing, baby? So that's numbers. And again, I'm not going to tell you what numbers mean because I don't fucking know. You feel into it. Don't look it up. Challenge yourself to give yourself the opportunity to see what it feels for you, to see what it means for you. Before you go Googling, before you pick up an angel numbers book, I know there's plenty out there. Listen. Take a minute. Tune in and feel what the message is because you know. You just have to sift through a few layers of conditioning and society and trauma and beliefs and whatever, but you really know. So please feel and tune in before you start Googling. Animals are another really, really big one. Crows and ravens can mean shadow work. Dragonflies mean change. Snakes mean rebirth. Butterflies also mean rebirth. Owls mean wisdom. On and on and on. There are so many ways that you can interpret messages from the animals. And again, there are beautiful spirit animal and power animal books out there that tell you the properties of the animal, but feel into it first before you go looking, because I guarantee you can discern what's going on in your life, what question you asked, or what you're seeking. And then you'll be able to figure out what this animal means. And then go validate it. Go look it up. Go see if that's right. If when you saw an owl, you were really tapping into like this ancient deep wisdom or your ancestors or whatever. But give yourself the opportunity first to see what your intuition can tell you, because it's always talking to you too. Dreams are another big one. Songs on the radio. Songs can just pop in. Billboards, license plates. Technology is really easy for spirit to speak through because it's malleable. It's a potential manipulation for spirit of any kind, especially for past loved ones. But they can flicker the lights, they can turn on fans, they can turn on the radio, they can change the radio stations, they can put a specific song on the radio, stuff on the TV. Like, it's a really easy channel for them to manipulate, because once they're on the other side, it takes a lot of energy to cross the veil and to send signs and messages. But for example, going back to animals, my dad is a hummingbird and I see them everywhere. There was one time that I probably shouldn't have done this, but I was listening to his eulogy for his dad's funeral before we knew that he had cancer. He hasn't been diagnosed yet, but he was speaking and I listened to it after he died. And of course, I'm just bawling tears. I'm sitting outside in the sun, just like letting it rip, you know, like heaving with grief. And I put my phone down and I look up and I think in my head, I said, are there any hummingbirds around? Because Dad, I need you right now. And I open my eyes. I shit you not. Open my eyes, look over to the right, and there's a hummingbird hovering like 10 feet away, staring at me. And for a while, Cooper, my dog, and I would go on morning walks, and this hummingbird would follow us all around the park, and I would talk to it and tell about it my day and, you know, pretend like it was my dad. And so when you experience these channels, they happen a lot more often. But people can also be a point of synchronicity in these signs that you're getting from the universe. Chance encounters at the right exact moment when you're thinking about someone and they call you or they text you or you run into them. These are ways that we can use our telepathic powers to put energy out into people that we know or people that we want to know or connections that we want to make. Like, I want to find an amazing acupuncturist, go to events, go to grocery stores, go to yoga. And I promise you that person is going to be like, oh yeah, I do acupuncture and whatever, whatever. And you're gonna be like, holy shit, I asked for you. Like, I literally called you in. You are magnetic. Your energy is magnetic. The Heart Math Institute talks about this beautifully, about how you have about a 5-foot auric field around your body of pure electricity. That is your magnetism, that is your aura. And whatever color that is, you are being experienced by your energy before you even walk into a room, before you hug someone, before you even open your mouth. People are experiencing your energy. So when you use that energy to put that desire, that intention, that question, that ask out into the universe, it comes back because you are in this continuous toric field where you have this torus of energy moving through you, and that's what's moving through the earth, and that's what's moving through the universe. And like, you start to realize that we're all doing the same thing, just in different size scales. Like, we are tiny, but think about the tiny things inside of our body that are so, so tiny. And think about the huge things that are out in our universe that are like incomprehensible, like millions of times bigger than our earth, than our sun. But we are just all on a different size scale of the exact same thing. And realizing this is what opens you up to what the universe can bring, what the messages that you can tune into are. Signs are mirrors. They don't create your path. They reflect it back so you can trust it. And the more that you trust it, the more that you see it. And the more that you see it, the more that you trust it, and on and on and on. And all of a sudden, you're realizing that everything is a sign and everything is reaching out to you and you are never really alone. And I'm not talking about living in a place where you can't make a decision without seeing a sign, but living in a place, in a mindset, in a lifestyle where you see them everywhere and you appreciate them and you're like, yep, all right, I'm on the right path. Or like, all right, I know what that sign means. That sign means I need to slow down, take a minute, take a breath, and see if this path is really right for me. And this is how you begin to decipher the messages from the universe, because the universe is literally always talking. Like, when I was in Mexico for this past 5 weeks, I saw this feather on the road. It was huge. It must have been like a hawk or something. And I was walking by with Cooper, and I, on the way back, I was like, okay, if it's still there on the way back, I'll pick it up. I totally forgot, walked right by it, went home. The next morning, I thought about it immediately. And on our morning walk, I was like, okay, if this feather is there, it's for me. And I was meant to see it, and it was directly in my path when I looked down before, and I don't remember exactly where it was, but it's going to be directly in my path, so I just need to look for it. And I went on the walk, and there it was. A whole day later, directly on the path, and I scooped it up, and I was like, haha, this is my feather. I know what the message is. I'm here. I'm connected. I am in this space where I am receiving feathers showing up when you're doubting, or someone saying exactly what you need to hear, seeing 333 on the microwave when you're wondering which podcast episode you should record. The universe is always talking. And it is such a beautiful place to live when you believe that it's actually happening. And like, if it's not, then who fucking cares? Then me and my imagination are having a great time over here, believing in all of this really fun stuff and having fun with it and feeling uplifted and vibrant and like I'm not alone in this crazy wild ride that is life, and like, that's not doing anything harm. So how you work with signs is specific to everyone, but there are a few things to make it practical so that you get what you want and need when you want to need it, and you stay open to being able to receive. And this can be done in a few ways. You can ask clearly by being very specific. universe, show me a butterfly if this is aligned. Universe, I need to make a really big decision. Show me a purple elephant if this is the right one. Or whatever, like with my dad, like, Dad, I need to talk to you right now. I'm freaking out. I'm having a whole grief explosion. Like, if you are here, if you are with me, show me yourself in a hummingbird, and boom. So it might not be immediate. It might be, but it might be a couple days later. It might be when you least expect it. If you're asking to see a purple elephant, I promise you, you're not going to see a purple elephant walk down the street. Maybe you see one on a billboard or on a kid's book or on a sign somewhere, or it's a sticker or whatever. You're scrolling through Instagram and you see a purple elephant. You're like, aha, this is it. The key is to believe. If you ask for it and then you see it, the key is to believe that this was actually meant for you, that you're not just writing it off as some coincidence, that it really is a synchronicity and this really is what the universe wanted to tell you right now, and that it is affirming that you asked and then you received. And staying open, like I said, it might not look how you expect. If you ask for a hummingbird might not come hover in front of your face. It might be a graffiti on a wall or on a billboard or whatever. Seeing something doesn't need to be literal. You can keep yourself open to these signs and ask for something specific, but expect it to come in a multitude of ways, and being open to see it in whatever form it comes to you, and not writing off, be like, well, I didn't see a purple elephant walking down the street, so this isn't it, right? You looking for a signier sign. Well, the universe has showed you 1111 two times, the song on the radio, there's a feather in your path, that person that you were thinking about called you out of the blue. Like, you're still looking for a signier sign because you're not seeing what's right in front of you. This happens all the time. We convince ourselves that what's happening isn't really happening and that we need something to be more grandiose, bigger, greater, more direct and in your face. But it's already happening, and maybe it'll be subtle and it's not exactly what you wanted, but it's what you're getting. So you might as well take it. Beggars can't be choosers. Another way to keep all of this going is to track the signs and to give yourself credit for when they show up, because that is the coolest thing. You're like, oh yeah, I asked for this, and then it showed up, and like, ooh, you know that little kid squeal inside of you where your energy rises and you feel like tingly and goosebumps and excited all over? Track them and say, I asked for this, it showed up this time, it showed up this way, so that you're creating this for your practical mind, so that you can start actually seeing those patterns and having that pattern recognition that the brain is wired for, and you're just shifting it from looking for lions in the grass to looking for whatever it is, the sign that you asked for, from whoever you asked it for from. And this could be from your angels, from your guides, from your ancestors, from power animals, from the universe at large, or from your higher or future self. You'd be like, hey, I'm up for this job and I don't know if I really want to take it. I don't know if this is right for me. I don't know if I should take this risk and leave or stay and be comfortable. Future self, show me a penny on the floor if I am meant to go and take this job and leave my current one. Like, you don't only have to ask the universe as a whole. Ask your future self. Ask your higher self, the version of you that is infinite, the soul inside of you that is just operating this meat suit temporarily. The thing that makes this meat suit work is your infinite soul that will come back time and time again. And then act on the signs. The signs open the door, but you walk through. Believe them. Listen to them. Take their advice and move towards whatever that advice told you. Keep going and you'll keep seeing them. The universe doesn't waste ink. If it's writing in your life, it wants you to read it. Signs aren't random and they're not fate. They're a conversation. They're a conversation with the universe that you are always happening. It's just sometimes you're more tuned in and sometimes you totally tune out and you don't see anything for a while. And then you're like, hey, you know what? I haven't seen magic for a little bit and I don't really know how long it's been, but I am open to seeing it and I am willing So let's get this back online. Let's get this rolling. Like, so much happens in our lives. I get it. We all tune out sometimes. It's hard to be spiritual as fuck all the fucking time because that means that you're super sensitive and likely empathic, and tuned into all of the things is really tuning you down, tuning your energy and vibration down. So moving into a place where you don't get hard on yourself for not tuning in for a while and you allow yourself to see what's really possible. You're not lost, you're guided. You just, you know, put blinders on for a little while to the things that are always there. So this week, ask for one clear sign. Write it down, and when it shows up, honor it, believe it, trust it, trust in the synchronicity. You did this. You created this. This is happening for you so that it could happen more often. A sign isn't the destination. It's a breadcrumb. Follow enough of them and you'll realize the universe has been walking with you the whole time. And what a beautiful world that is to live in. Thanks for diving into the void with me. If today lit something up in you or cracked something open, follow the show and leave a review so we can magnetize more shame slayers and shadow sparklers into this world. Want more? Step through the portal at lovelightandblackholes.com. That's where the wild magic lives. Until next time, dance with your darkness like it's your favorite song, and watch the whole universe light up.